All right, what's happening, y'all? It's your man, Winter. You're listening to the iTunes Street Official Real Talk Podcast, and we're going to do something a little different today. Today, I'm actually giving y'all a little sneak of something I worked on, and I'm probably not supposed to let y'all get a piece of this, but we're going to leave it up as long as the labels don't bother us about it. And what it is, I did a one-on-one interview with T.I. about a month ago for his album sampler, T.I. versus Tip. We talked about so many things that I thought y'all would probably want to hear. You know, we talked about, you know, the album, the concept of him versing himself. We talked about Lil Flip. We talked about what happened in Ohio, you know, going back, you know, almost a year ago with his entourage. I mean, the man gave us some very honest and open answers about a lot of different topics. And I wanted y'all to get a piece of this. So I'm going to play as much of this as I think I can get away with without the record labels or iTunes coming after me about this. At the same time, you may not get the entire interview. Let's see what happens. So check it out, y'all. Here's the one-on-one, me and T.I. Let's go.
This is an exclusive iTunes album sampler with T.I.
All right, y'all, it's iTunes. We're getting ready to do something a little bit different, never done before. We're actually getting ready to have an exclusive conversation with a man. I don't know how many different ways I can describe him. Award-winning artist, actor, activist, I guess I could say that too. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, man, because we can ready to have some fun.
Hey, T.I.P., man, the king himself.
Man, we can ready to do this exclusive where we're going to actually sit down and talk to Tip about the new album that's coming out, and we're going to actually get him to sit down and give us some exclusive information about what's going on with the songs, what's going on with him, and et cetera. Tip, let's go on and get into it, man, because you got a very interesting concept, man. T.I. versus Tip, what's that all about?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying, to say it in a sentence, I guess, it would be the struggle of power between two very powerful personalities and my own oneself.
So what would you say you actually share, you know, on the album? Like you say, you know, you're battling within yourself.
Yeah.
What is it that you might be sharing on this album that we may not have gotten from you before?
You know, I think it's just, I let people into, how do you say, to my self-improvement sessions, you know, where I challenge my decisions and you know, and critique myself in a way that nobody else out there could know enough about me to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess you could say I just lift my blinds, man, you know what I'm saying? Let people see how I deal with myself.
With all that said, would you now say, you know, not only are you growing as an artist, but growing as a man?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all meant to be constructive, you know what I'm saying? Positive, negative, whatever, it's all meant. It all has the same purpose to me, you know, to better me as a person.
All right, so I want to go right into it, man. I want to talk about Big Shit Popping.
Okay.
And I want you to go ahead and break down the concept of that song for us.
Man, I think the title and the hook, man, makes it very self-explanatory, man. I mean, you know, go hard or go home, man. You know, big things and some more things.
And who's producing the track on that?
Oh, Mr. Manny Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He came and blessed me. I appreciate that.
And just in general for hip-hop in the last few years, a lot of folks have had letdown albums.
Yeah.
Yours is one of the most anticipated albums.
Never happened for me.
Does that put any pressure on you?
I mean, you know, not enough to notice.
And when you think about, you know, the concept behind the album and all the work you've put into it,
mm-hmm.
you know, where do you think this album's gonna place amongst all the other albums that you came up with?
I can't lie to you. Every time I put an album out, I feel like it's my best album. I feel like it's my best work yet, you know, because that's what I set out to do when I started on it. I set out to make a better album than I just released last time. And I guess that's, you know, that got to be part of the reason why the success of my albums increase as I release them, you know, because every time I go in to make one, I'm trying to make a better one than I made last time.
And you know, you mentioned Manny Fresh a second ago, and I want to ask you about that. You know, who are the producers that are actually on the album this year?
We already mentioned my homeboy Fresh. We got Mother Partner Wyclef. We got Just Blaze. We got Danger. Grand Hustle Producers, Lil C, Keith Mack, Black Mob, The Runners, Danger. I work with tons of people, you know what I'm saying? I think those are the only ones that like actually made the album, though.
And I'm sure it's hard to accept an award remembering all them names by the time you get up on the stage, huh?
Oh, forget about it. You know, I just have to prepare my apology, you know?
So I want to go through a few of these songs real quick.
All right.
You know, so you know what it is. Let's get into that for a minute.
Yeah, me and Clef did that, man. Me and Clef, we came up with that like on the spot, man. He came down to the A and we recorded like 7 songs over the weekend. And that was like the second song we did. And we knew it off top. Like, soon as we heard it, we knew it felt like something.
Gonna sell another cup of meal and take it back to the eight. Gonna take that other cup of meal and put it back in the safe. Five cash for the crib on the back of the lake. I'm up in Crucial 2 stepping with the gat in my way. See, I ain't in the street no more, for boy, that what they say.
This is an exclusive iTunes album sampler with T.I.
You know, with T.I. versus Tip.
Yeah.
Is it a 50-50 album? Is this more or less where, you know, Tip got 50%, T.I. got 50%?
Well, last time I checked, the sequencing of the album and the songs that are going on the album have been rearranged so many times that, you know, like upon, like prior to me walking in this room, I don't have, you know, I don't have the latest sequencing, you know what I'm saying? But the way I planned it was for there to be 5 T.I.P. songs, 5 T.I. songs, and like maybe, I believe, what was it, like 4 or 5 T.I. versus T.I.P. songs where we collaborate together. So I guess that would make it about 50-50, either 50-50, 60-40, 55-65, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. But you just get an overall vibe.
Excuse me, 55-45, I'm sorry.
Okay. But you get an overall vibe of what the concept is. And I'm
sure,
curious.
Sure.
You know, when you say T.I.P. versus T.I.,
yeah.
Do you take shots at yourself on that?
I mean, I don't want to ruin the album for you, man. Let's just say everybody get to voice their opinion. I mean, you know, the only person I can see that I have, you know, that I have memory who even came close is Eminem with the Marshall Mathers Slim Shady conflict. Mm. And on his new album, we have a song together where it's Marshall Mathers and Slim Shady and T.I. and T.I.P. So, you know, T.I. basically trying to advise Marshall on how to deal with Slim Shady based on the way T.I. deals with T.I.P. And then now T.I.P. interjects, and then Slim Shady interjects, and it's basically like a group fight, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's one for the record books, though. They're going to line up outside to hear that one.
Hey, and I tell you, now, the reason why I'm asking about that is because, again, you know, that challenges the bar for what mm-hmm. hip-hop is all about.
Sure.
And I'm sure, you know, you've heard the statement, you know, hip-hop is dead and so on, and mm-hmm. there's a new generation of giants out there right now.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask you, you know, what's your take? Because, you know, you are one of the, you know, one of the flagship icons of this industry right now.
Uh-huh.
So how do you feel on that?
I mean, in all honesty, I think that depends on what your interpretation of hip-hop is. I feel like, you know, just like you said, it's a new breed of giants, a new generation of giants, so... If hip-hop to you is a bunch of guys standing outside on the street corner in a cypher, you know, beatboxing and taking turns, you know, freestyling, doing 16, 20 folds, you know, just for the sake of doing it, for the hell of it, and yeah, hip-hop is dead. I ain't seen that shit done in a long time. But if hip-hop to you is, you know, owning your own company, running your own business, creating opportunities for the people who are around you and you know, just constantly developing your infrastructure to a point to where you probably gonna set yourself up to be wealthy for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if hip hop to you is waking up in your $5 million house, getting in your $500,000 car, then hip hop is very much so alive. I think that if you ask me, could the standards be raised in hip hop sometimes? And I tell you, yeah. You know, if you ask me, do I feel like it's oversaturation sometimes? And I say, yeah. But is that grounds, like, does that call for people to substantially, I mean, does that justify people being able to say that it's dead? Absolutely not.
And with that said, as you talk about, you know, the growing business, you know, you've expanded way out beyond what hip hop is known to be, you mm-hmm. know, and I just want to ask you, you know, what's your thought process now, you know, with all the different business models that you create, and, you know, you got situations with Chevrolet. I'm just curious, you know, what does that do for you as a businessman? How does that change your thought process, not only about the deals that you make, but even about making records?
It just brings to my attention how many people I'm representing now. Like, at first when I was doing this shit, it was just about me, how I felt, what I thought, you know. Now I represent Chevrolet, I represent Atlantic Records, I represent, you know, so on and so forth. So I just got to be a lot more conscious of the things I do and say.
So let's go back to the album for a second. I want to talk about We Do This, and I want to get your concept on that.
Honestly, that's like that's a T.I. record, you know, We Do This. And basically, you know, it's all about, man, getting money and living life, you know. And you know, a lot of rappers, they brag about bullshit to me, you know what I'm saying? They talk about how many bottles they pop and, you know what I'm saying, how much jewelry they got. But don't none of them brag about doing nothing worth a damn. Like, you know, people brag, like bragging on a Ferrari. Like, bragging on a Ferrari, that's cool. If you got something else too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just brag on a Ferrari by itself. It's too many people, at least, excuse me, not as the icon of hip hop. You can't get out there and brag about a Ferrari. It's a hotter car out there. Like, a McLaren. And well, I got that too. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just like a jab, you know what I'm saying? Jabs are good, very effective. You need them. But if you ain't got that right crawl, that right hook to come behind it, man, it's going to be a long fight. So I just want to, you know, like, you know, I just want to show cats what they should hold their value in, like summer homes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a Miami penthouse at the top floor of the Satay. You know, I mean, like, really do something with your money, man.
I got a drop 430, rim so pretty. Shit, you look a lot old down, Chloe Curry. You got a Marcelago, I got a McLaren for it. Ball of the year, hard to win award. I got money offshore that I made off tour. Cash stash in a paper bag from old kid. Some from the jump, some all back. Never go broke, but I feel.
This is an exclusive iTunes album sampler with T.I.
And that sets us up to go talk about my swag.
Yeah.
So let's get into that.
I should also say that We Do This was produced by the Runners. And you know what I'm saying? We did about 3 records in a day or two. You know, they very talented people. And I appreciated the opportunity to be able to work with them. About My Swag. My Swag is another record that Wyclef and I came up with in that weekend. And it, like, in a nutshell, bro, it's just, you know, it's just bragging on my charisma, telling people, you know what I'm saying, it ain't just music that got me here. It ain't just the fact that I can rap, you know. It's a lot more to it than that. It's my ability to be able to remain relevant in so many different markets. And you know, what enables me to do that basically is my swagger. You know what I'm saying? I could adapt to any situation, any scenario, any environment. You could drop me off in Crenshaw, right now. You could drop me off in Watts. You could drop me off in Brooklyn. You could take me to Little Haiti. You know, I go to the west side of Chicago. You could take me to, man, East St. Louis. You can take me to Oakland. Anywhere. And my swagger is gonna, you know, allow me to adapt.
And you know, I wanna say something else on another point. You know, as we talk about some of your peers, you know, and like, which I agree with what you're saying, you know, it's almost like Jordan, you know,
yeah.
There was a whole lot of folks that could slam dunk, do finger rolls, whatever else. but it was the off-court thing that made him a giant. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it's phenomenal talent.
He redefined what it meant to be the best in basketball.
Exactly.
You know, at first it was shoot X amount of three-pointers, you know, and it was, you know, who could score the most points in a game. Then it was, you know, slam dunking from the free throw line. Then it was, you know, most assists, most blocked shots, most, you know, the most notorious on the highlight reels. And he did all that and rolled it up into one person.
Right.
He kept you from having to go from Dr. J to Larry Bird to Magic Johnson. Now, you just come here and you got it all, baby. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
I think that is what officially makes you a giant.
They call me paparazzi, they be following me.
They all be
hoping that they get a shot of me. It's my swag.
They wonder what's so special about him.
Now I ain't sell a record like him.
Tell them
it's my swag.
I ain't only look so.
This is an exclusive iTunes album sampler with T.I.
Some other things too that I know about you, man. You know, the amount of time that you're willing to, you know, to contribute, you know, to some of the less fortunate, some of the folks, you know, I noticed you got involved with Hurricane Katrina Relief.
Uh-huh.
You and Banner got together, did some things.
Me, Banner, Young Jeezy.
Yeah. Right. You know, some of your peers, man, as you mentioned, you know, it's all about cars and other shit.
That right.
But it doesn't necessarily translate into being real men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just want to say, you know, we definitely proud of you, you know, in doing that, man, because you are an example.
Thank you.
As much as we have to balance out some of this industry, some of this street, some of this other stuff, but we still men it after all that.
At the end of the day, man, that's all you got to stand on. You know, you a rapper, you could be a ball player, you could be a pilot, you could be a doctor, you could be a lawyer, you could be a teacher, you could be a construction engineer, architect, you know, commercial developer, whatever you are. But that is just your job title. At the end of the day, you are a man, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a man first. And if that fact hasn't been pressed upon enough, then ain't nothing else that you're doing gonna amount to shit. Because that is, if you lose your legs, how can you stand?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if that's first and you ain't even got that in check, then your ass in trouble.
And with that said, I want to ask you this, you know, when you think about, you know, when you think about Tip, the entertainer, who is that versus, say, Tip the dad?
Tip the entertainer putting asses in the seats, and that's what it's about, turning that dollar, turning one into two into a few. And being a dad, Tip as a dad or daddy is more so, That's more about doing what's the right thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes morally, the right thing ain't necessarily what you need to sell tickets or to put asses in the seats or to be entertaining enough to be on TV. So you may have to compromise that value there, you know, in order to appeal. Whereas being a dad, there's no compromise. There's no cutting corners. There's no, you know, straight up and down, right, wrong. Whatever right is, that's what we doing. And anything else is unacceptable because, you know, I ain't the one who's going to have to pay for it. My kids is. And I wouldn't put that on them.
And I want to get into the song, Tell Him I Said That. Want to get your ideas on that song and what drove you to do it.
Well, Tell Him I Said That, that is a T.I. versus T.I.P. record, and basically that's probably one of the only songs that we're on together that we did not conflict and have different opinions. Like, and basically, Tell Him I Said That is saying how rappers is out there promoting activities that they not even willing to carry out themselves. Like, you know, if it's a rapper, right, he got a song, right, and he talking about, pick up your gun, go shoot this nigga if he do this, go. And whereas if somebody was to do the same thing to him, he ain't finna go pick up no gun. He not finna go shoot nobody. Cause he don't wanna go to jail. He know he go to jail, he finna get fucked. Treated bad, you know what I'm saying? Slapped around. Ain't nobody wanna live like that, man. You know? And I feel like most of the time rappers be putting these children in situations, they be saying shit, promoting a lifestyle that they haven't even lived or made it through themselves, which makes them hypocrites.
It's a lot of hood pimping.
Man, it's a lot of jaw jacking, a lot of tongue rattling. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, niggas mouths write checks that they ass can't cash.
I
almost
with
D.I. The people ought to know, I must say it, man. These niggas ain't cool. What they rap about, these niggas ain't do. Him said, but it really ain't true. These niggas ain't true. These niggas ain't really told to. Don't mean no fool. You better take your ass to school. Cause these niggas ain't G. Got you something these niggas can't be. What you expect, these niggas ain't me.
This is an exclusive iTunes album sampler with T.I.
And I'm curious, you know, with, you know, some of the issues you've had over the last few years or whatever else, and I know you've been able to, you know, settle some of that stuff. Do you think any of those issues that came up are really worth getting into in the past?
It depends on what you're talking about. What you mean? Well, be specific.
You had Lil Flip.
What about it?
And I'm saying when you look back on that one, do you have any regrets on it?
Not at all. I mean, like in a nutshell, on the cool, man, like all that shit started because a man came into my backyard, man, and disrespected me. Somebody come in your house and disrespect you, you tell me what is and isn't necessary to do. You know, somebody come in your backyard and you know what I'm saying, reap the benefits of whatever it is that you've made possible in your house. In saying my house, I mean Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come in Atlanta, even though I'm locked up or whatever, you can't come in Atlanta and talk no shit about me, bro, and expect it not to get back to me and expect for it not to be consequences and repercussions. I mean, and shit, man, everybody responsible for their actions. And if you make a bad decision, then you should very well have to pay for it. If you don't, how you ever gonna learn? And, you know, if you mean, did it have to go as far as it went? I mean, bro, really what made me take it to where it ended up at, it ain't had nothing to do with no rap shit. Like, he put something out on a mixtape, said he threatened to come in my house and pick my son up out of his crib and pose harm. Man, so, okay. So now it go from this level to this level right quick. So I said, okay, that's what he gonna do, huh? So, you know, I went to a hood and I hollered at him. I went on the radio station and said, yeah, I'm on my way to Cloverland right now. Me and my man here got some things to discuss. Come on out there and holler at me. Shit. I have closure.
Street of Fish, real talk.